Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. There have been reports of renewed fighting in Yemen, setting back international efforts to bring an end to 3.5 years of devastating conflict. The UN Security Council is currently considering a resolution, drafted by Britain, aimed at opening routes for humanitarian aid and launching peace negotiations. But warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition have again been bombing rebel positions in the port of Hodeidah. Mirel Hodeib is a spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross in the Yemeni capital Sana'a.
Civilians have paid the heaviest price for the conflict, and Yemenis face hunger, desperation, diseases, and of course war. In terms of the fighting on the Red Sea coast in Hodeidah, we have seen a lull. It has considerably slowed down, but there are still some fighting on the outskirts of the city, which are front lines.
The letting company Airbnb has said it will remove from its listings homes in Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. The US-based firm said it had made the decision as the settlements were at the core of the dispute between Israelis and Palestinians. It said the move would affect around 200 listings. Israel's tourism minister called the action shameful. The Palestinian tourism minister, Rula Maya, welcomed Airbnb's announcement.
This is a very important decision. Listing settlements in Airbnb, I think, was against international laws because the international law states that all these settlements are illegal. We very much welcome this decision, and we hope that all travel companies will do the same as soon as possible.
The White House has decided to restore the press credentials of the CNN journalist Jim Acosta, but they've warned they will take further action against him if he fails to follow new rules governing White House press conferences. From Washington, our correspondent Chris Buckler reports.
Jim Acosta was involved in a heated exchange with President Trump the day after the midterm elections. Afterwards, his press pass was revoked and then temporarily returned to him after a court challenge. Now, ahead of a further hearing, the White House has taken what they've described as a final decision to restore his credentials. However, in future, they say new rules will be enforced at press conferences. Reporters will only be allowed to ask a single question, although permission may be granted for a follow-up.
World News from the BBC.